If you're a parent of a certain age, you've probably heard of a bugaboo, a sleek and stylish baby stroller, or buggy. The origins of this child transporter of choice go back to the mid-1990s, with Max Barenbrug, then a design student in Amsterdam. Well, since then, Bugaboo has become a design icon, and the company Max went on to help found has kicked off a revolution in mobility products, including smart luggage systems. But rewind to those student days. How did Max spot the opportunity, and what happened next? This is Eureka, a Monocle 24. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Each week we bring you one entrepreneur's story, the early inspirations, the struggles, and the path to success. This week, Max tells his story.
When I was a kid, I used to work on bikes and scooters, mopeds, motorcycles, cars. And my family always said, Max, if you're not going to be a lawyer or something like that, you always can be a bike repairman. So what was exactly in my mind then? Would I be a bike repairman? I guess not, but obviously to be a lawyer was not my cup of tea, not at all. So I doubted till I was 23, 24, and then I knew. My Eureka moment was when I realized that my university studies, government administration, would not work out. And I really fell into a big hole, black hole, realizing that I had to let go of my rowing career, I had to let go of my band with my music, I had to let go of my friends, because I had to change city and I had to do this Navy service. I hated that, so I had to accept to change my life. And then I realized that there was this new mission. And I didn't finish it. I decided to go to the design academy and become more kind of an artist. When I did my practical period in 1993 with a design agency, I found out that it was actually quite hard for a designer in a design agency to serve the needs of the customer and at the same time bring the creativity to the maximum level. It was somehow in conflict, and I thought, why not bring my own ideas into production and be responsible of my own company and also have the revenues, obviously, for all my own work. And together with my companion, Eduard Sane, we started Bugaboo in 1999, 1997, somewhere around there, and I never regretted it. Well, the circumstances were my attic in my house, very small room. Later on, it was in my living room when I needed a little bit more space, so my whole house was a mess. I worked on a very small Apple computer, an Apple Performer 431, I think, 475 it was. Very small computer, and I used the software Illustrator to make my technical drawings, which was not very appropriate. But it was very simple and very entrepreneurial. It's like how everybody starts the first business, like in the garage or something. And then later on, when in 97, when we got to the Cologne Fair, I moved my office to the living room, actually, of my companion. He had a piece of his living room separated, and there we had a small business, the startup of Bugaboo. And then later on, when we got personnel, that was 1999, we went to the basement of that building, and we stayed there for, I think, also 1 year maybe, and then we had to move to a real office. The first stroller had to address the latent needs of the male consumer. It was a product that was meant for men to go out, go jogging, go hiking, go into the mountains, use the stroller as a two-wheeler connected to your bike, or shift the seat and bring the seat up above the bike rack of the seat, and again as a two-wheeler, transport your child through the city. It could also be used as a backpack. So it was really a product for leisure, it was all-terrain, it was sturdy and designed for men. 3 years after my graduation, I spent on changing the design and making it more close to what people really expect from a stroller. So the stroller became a little bit more comfortable and it got swivel wheels and it was more compact to fold. So I changed the product, did not compromise. Some elements I left out, but new elements came in to make sure that the total experience was still a typical new experience. And then I tried to sell it to a manufacturer in the Netherlands, but they were not interested. So then I tried to change the design and made it more comfortable. It got swivel wheels, was more compact to fold, and you could face your child, so the seat was reversible. And we brought it again to these same manufacturers and asked them if they were prepared to bring this into production. And they all said, well, it's interesting, but we're not going to do it. We don't dare to. And then my companion, Eduard Saan, did this investment in the product. He opened two molds to see the weak point of the product, which was the central joint, which was actually in stroller business quite a revolutionary part of this stroller. And after opening these molds and testing the plastic injected parts, which were too weak, by the way, so we had to change molds again and make it more strong. But then we found out that this product was doable. It would be strong enough. And my companion, Eduard Saan, he decided to do the total investment of opening all the molds. And for that, we went to Taiwan to start up production. And that model, that first production model, was ready in 1997. And we showed it on the World Fair in Cologne. And the funny thing is that we met there all the manufacturers which we offered the product before, and they were totally flabbergasted, they were totally excited, and now they wanted to buy us, but now we said, sorry, it's too late. I think we have in Amsterdam 350 employees worldwide. We have our own sales agencies worldwide, so we don't work with distributors. So all these people are our employees as well, and it's in Los Angeles, that is in New York, that is in Paris, France, London. I think in total 200 extra, so that makes 550. And then we have our own factory. We started our own factory, which is located in Xiamen today, China. And I think there are about 700 employees. So there is stress involved. In general, I would say make good agreements with your companion. Make sure that you get the right personnel as soon as possible. All the people that you hire, they should be at least as good as you yourself, preferably better, and be open and don't be too bossy.
Max Barenbrook there, co-founder of the acclaimed design and mobility brand Bugaboo. Make sure to tune into Eureka number 16 next Friday. And of course, tune into The Entrepreneurs every Wednesday at 1900 London time. Eureka was edited by Weidong Lin. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. We'll see you then.